8:45 on your Thursday morning. It's February 4th. I'm Amy Allison. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I want to focus our attention on a brand new film entitled From the Badlands to Alcatraz, which follows an amazing journey of five Lakota youth from South Dakota to San Francisco Bay. They were participating in a program called Path Star, and their quest was to swim those treacherous waters between Alcatraz and San Francisco. That is no small feat. The filmmaker and founder of the program, Dr. Nancy Iverson, is with us. Good to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And on the phone, one of the first participants in this amazing program, Richard Ironcloud, who's a counselor and a professor from the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy and Nancy.
And you did the swim in 2003, correct? You made headlines there.
Yes. That was quite the adventure.
It was quite the adventure. Tell me, just taking a step back, tell me about the program that you participated in.
Well, I first met Nancy, I think, back in 1998 or 99, in that summer, and I was the director of the Diabetes Prevention Project here at the Porcupine Clinic over in Porcupine, South Dakota. And during that time, we were just talking about different things like childhood obesity, and we were talking about diabetes prevention, and we were talking about issues like nutrition and physical fitness, and you know, stuff like that. And as time went along, we decided to, somehow the idea came up was to take some youth from here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota to San Francisco. And the initial plan was to do a relay from Alcatraz to San Francisco Bay.
Which, by the way, is how many miles? I mean, I live right by the bay, and I've never been in that bay like that.
Well, I've heard two different, some say it's a mile and a half, and then some people say it's a mile and three quarters.
And I can weigh in on that. It depends on what the current's doing. So it can be anywhere from a mile and a quarter to 2.5 miles, yeah.
It takes a long time to actually swim that length, doesn't it? It's not a fast swim. It's not like swimming in a pool. Richard, when you brought the kid, why did you pick San Francisco and why Alcatraz?
Actually, that's where Nancy was coming from at that time, and so she was telling me that she goes on daily swims out on the San Francisco Bay, and it helps with her back problems, I guess.
So it was your idea to bring the young people out from the Lakota Reservation, and you're also from South Dakota, so you both knew each other in South Dakota, and then you relocated to the Bay Area.
I actually met Richard when I lived in San Francisco but worked on the Pine Ridge Reservation as a pediatrician.
And yes. You proposed actually swimming in the bay.
I did.
Okay. All right, so the first group of students came out. You were with the first group, right, Richard?
Yes. Actually, we had four lined up to go. There was we had two young men and two young ladies that were signed up to go, and then at the last minute, the two young ladies had something come up, and they weren't able to go, and then we just had the two young men, and then finally at the last minute, one of the young men wasn't able to go, and so we just ended up with one. And so when we went to San Francisco, I was just going along as, I guess, like a support person or a person that was just gonna help out.
No plans to get in the bay.
no plans at all to do that. In fact, I was scared to do that. I didn't wanna do that. I was looking at those, you know, the waves and all the stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, the young man that we took, Armando Black Bear, he was determined to do it, and so I didn't want to let him do it himself, you know. So we decided just to the both of us would do it. And
I mean, it's not like you're both swimmers, right?
No.
So part of the program is taking people who don't really do these distance swims and doing some training. But you don't train for a long period of time. Is it a week that you train?
I think for us, I think it was a week. And it was, I remember the first morning when we went out there, the current was really strong, and it was just, these waves are just coming in, and I remember diving into the water, and it was just ice cold. Boy, it's really cold. I started going, and heard the current took me back into the side of the, I think it was side of the dock there, that was that strong, you know, and so it was really a, the first day was kind of disheartening, the first 15 minutes that we got in, you know, and then we came back later in the afternoon, and here it was a little bit, you know, the water was a little bit calmer, so we made it a little bit further that second, or that afternoon. But it was good. After you get in, I think, you know, like 90, I think they said it takes 90 seconds or something like that to get used to the...
It's the longest 90 seconds you ever experienced. I can just imagine. And you went with wetsuits, right? You went in there with wetsuits.
No wetsuits.
No wetsuits. Oh, my goodness. So just, you know, what did... First of all, you both made it across, correct?
Yeah.
At that first year, how long did it take you?
It took me an hour and 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And the young man, Armando?
I think it took him he came in right after I did, so must be around 36 or 37 minutes, something like that.
Amazing. So, and then every year since then, you've been bringing young people to this program. And Nancy Iverson, every year a group, once a year, does this training?
Right. Every year somebody comes out.
Mm-hmm. And how big are the groups?
It fluctuates. The group of two was the smallest group that we've had. We've had as big as 9. There's often last-minute changes. So this last fall we were expecting 12 and we had 4. But it was a mighty 4.
Yeah, getting 4 people to swim that length was pretty amazing. Now, we're talking about the film From the Badlands to Alcatraz. And my question to you, Nancy Iverson, is we started this conversation by Richard explaining how you both were talking about diabetes and other health impacts. Why is swimming the bay important to the... What do you hope the young people get out of that impacts health? I mean, how does that all connect?
I think health really has to come from the inside out. It has to be based on experience and a passion, a drive to really care for oneself because of a zest for living and a zest about how to live. It does not come easily from pieces of paper that are handed out in a clinic or instructions that are given through a hospital setting. And I started swimming in the bay. I have a back condition that can be quite debilitating, and it was literally icing my back to get into the bay.
So as well as the rest of you.
So I am totally not, I don't consider myself particularly athletic, or I'm certainly not a triathlete or anything like that. But by, in fact, using a physical inconvenience, as it were, to start something, I have been able to participate in just a most amazing sport, and that has led to wanting to care for myself in a lot of other ways as well. So I'd hope to foster something like that for every participant.
Richard Ironclad, talk about the transformation that this experience brings young people through.
I think I've got two sons that went out to do the swim the following year, or it might have been the year after, but I've got one boy, Philip, who went out there, and one thing that happened to him was that and he was having these panic attacks, and he would have to, they were almost, I guess like you say, debilitating, you know, they were... They would almost immobilize him, you know, and so he, and on his way out to San Francisco, he was having these panic attacks, and so we were really concerned about him, you know, and here he, whenever he got in and started swimming and started doing the swim, those panic attacks went away. And so ever since that time, you know, he still gets the panic attacks, but he knows how to handle them now. You know, he's able to calm himself down. But prior to going over there, you know, they were almost out of control. And I think that, you know, there's other things, you know, that impacts, I guess, that I see. And one of the young ladies that's going to be coming over there for the Oceans Film Festival this weekend. Lisa Waters, became a fitness trainer, you know, after the swim, you know, and she was, I guess, made a career out of helping people to get fit and, you know, to get themselves in better health and better physical condition.
And, you know, I think that's amazing. It has the potential, this one experience of just a week has that opportunity or that potential. I want to play just a bit from the film. This part was the singing. I think Richard Ironclad, it's your voice and your son's voice singing. And we'll go to the clip, and then you can come back and talk about it.
Okay.
Washak maya yelo tunkashila. The words to that song, this is tunkashila. That means tunkashila means God or creator, and it says give me strength. Washak maya, that means give me strength. Tunkashila. And then at the end it says, Tunkashila, you have given me strength on this day. That's the words to that song. And so that's the song that we sang whenever we swam across that from Alcatraz to San Francisco Bay. So that was kind of like the song that kind of gave us strength to be able to make it across. And periodically, you know, whenever I was swimming across, and I remember being on my back like this and seeing the sun up there, and I'd be singing that song in my mind. You know, and it gave me strength to make it across. And it's a prayer song. You know, we only use it to help ourselves make it through difficult times or to difficult things.
And that's just a bit from the documentary From the Badlands to Alcatraz. The voice of Richard Ironclad, counselor and professor from the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. What was that? Tell me a little bit of the backstory. That song, how do you use that, and how do the young people relate to that music as well?
Yeah, the first year that we went out, when Armando and I went out, Armando's a ceremonial singer. And he's really got a beautiful voice. And whenever we would get prepared or to go out, or we would always go into they have a sauna there over at that East End Rowing Club.
South End Rowing Club?
Oh, South End.
That's okay.
South End Rowing Club, I'm sorry. But anyway, we have a ceremony that we use. It's kind of like a purification ritual. They call it an Inipi ceremony. It's a sweat lodge ceremony. And so we would, Armando and I would go in there in the sauna, and we would sing these songs, you know, these Inipi, these prayer songs in there. And all these men from the, you know, South End Rowing Club, you know, they would come in, you know, they'd listen to us, you know, and we would pour more water onto the rocks or whatever it was that makes the steam, and just get it all steamy in there. And we were having our own sweat lodge ceremony in there, you know, getting ready to do these swim, you know. But that's the way Armando and I looked at it. It was like a spiritual, you know, thing that we were doing. And in Lakota, in our culture, you know, we have our ancestors in the past, they had a thing called Zuya. Zuya means actually going out on a war path, but it's more than that. It's kind of like going out and seeking adventure.
Oh, and you can get a lot more of that. The film is Sunday at 10 a.m. The Ocean Film Fest's official selection, From the Badlands, Alcatraz. It's on Pier 39. Pier 39, you can get information at Ocean Film Fest.